Good morning. My guest this morning is Don Babcock from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, except that today he'll be talking about art at the source. That's right. It's come around once again. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
So which art at the source is this? Do you know offhand? Usually the program will say it's the 16th.
Actually, I do not know.
22nd.
22nd. Yeah, I'd say 21st or 22nd. Yeah.
Right.
It's my second.
That's quite a while. So what sort of work do you do? You have brought some beautiful work in.
Copper and brass wall hangings.
Oh, they're just wonderful.
Yeah.
Particularly the butterflies. This is like a string of butterflies on a branch in what looks like a beaten copper.
No, it's...
Or is that colored?
It's patinaed.
Uh-huh.
And what you do is to turn copper blue, you put it in ammonia and salt. And you dip it like in a Tupperware. So you dip it in the liquid, take it out of the liquid, leave it out of the liquid, and then it'll, in the fumes, it'll turn copper blue.
It's wonderful. It's just wonderful.
And when I put this part here, I put mustard on it. And it won't patina where the mustard is.
Right.
And so then when you take it out.
Okay, so Art at the Source, 2 weekends, June 4th and 5th, and the 11th and 12th. And what you need to do, as I understand it, is get one of these Open Studios programs and decide which or possibly all of the 4 days that you're going to be looking at artists' work and sort of you can plot your path, right?
Yeah, I would go to the Sebastopol Center of the Arts, and they have one piece of each artist hanging there.
Oh,
and then you
yeah.
can go through and you can see which ones you want to go see and then go through your catalog and mark off their address.
Right. Copperfields Books often has an exhibit in their window. That's not everything, but it is.
Yeah, Quark's has one. Yeah, Quark's has one. Uh-huh. Stuff hanging also.
It really has become one of the major art events of this season and any season here in Sonoma County. You say this is the second time?
Second time. I did it last year, yes. Yeah.
What's it like to open it? I mean, it's Open Studios.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like?
It's a lot of fun. I have a little girl comes, puts up a lemonade stand, so when people come, they get lemonade and stuff. But a lot of fun. People come to your house, check out your studio, and ask you questions. And yeah.
Is it a buying crowd?
Not really. I mean, it depends. You know,
I did
sell some things, but, you know, it's more for, I really enjoy doing it.
Right.
People, so.
And I think, too, it's for people that that are interested in the arts and want to see a broad representation of what's happening right here in our own community.
Yes. At the gallery, they have so many different varieties. I mean, there's so much talent there. Just happy to be part of it, actually.
What did you say you did for?
I was a sheet metal worker for 30 years.
Chef.
104. And I retired, and I was teaching trade school for 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And I bought the kids a sheet of copper so they could have something nice to make rather than their fittings and stuff.
Right,
make.
Right.
And they changed the way they teach. I couldn't teach anymore because now they have full-time teachers.
Oh.
And which would screw up my pension, so I wasn't going to go there. But I had a sheet of copper left over, so I decided, well, I'm going to try to make a rose. And I made this thing that looks like an artichoke on a stick, but I was really proud of it. You know, I was like, hey, you know,
right.
This is fun. And actually, truth is, I never really got any better until my mother passed away. And my mother was always very artistic. She channels herself through me, I swear, and it's just...
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's
it's
great.
It's really nice. So.
Yes, I know that feeling.
Yeah, I mean... She used to do sewing stuff, but they use patterns. It's basically what I do, too,
uh-huh.
is I use patterns for my sheet. You know, I design something, but then I make a pattern of it and then go on from there.
Great.
And
then, Don, thanks very much for coming in and telling us about this incredible local event that happens every year. Art at the Source, Open Studios throughout Sonoma County. It's 2 weekends, June 4th and 5th, and the 11th and 12th. And it is all over Sonoma County. So for information, a telephone number is 829-4797. Online, artatthesource.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacometti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.